You know when people say, like, back in my day, and you just, like, kind of roll your eyes and you think, like, old. That person's old for saying something like that.
When you hear somebody else say it, it does make them sound old. On the other hand, there's all sorts of times that when you think about things that were the way they were back in your day, mm-hmm. they were better. So, and once you start saying it out loud, you will say it a lot. But I know what you mean.
I kind of had a moment like that with my kids. It actually made me stop in my tracks because it was only a couple years ago. Because I said, back in the day, during the pandemic, that's what I said. So I've been having an issue with my children and my husband, all three of them, where they've been using obscene amounts of paper towels. Now, I don't know if you have this problem in your house, but like I buy the ones that are kind of like half. They're not the full size or the half one.
Sure, select a size.
Yes, to preserve them because they're expensive. And like my family survives on them, basically. So what I've noticed, the little one, Dakota, who's four, she will take like 17 pieces to pick up like 1 ounce of water that she dropped on the floor. And then she immediately throws it in the garbage. Hayden, my 13-year-old, not much better. She'll take 3 or 4, use it for whatever she wants, and she puts it in the garbage. My husband, same thing.
Really?
Me, I will use it and then fold it if it's not too disgusting.
I was going to say, who's the one that uses one that picks up a job that needs 5?
Oh, that's me. But I'll take it. Like, if it's just water, forget. If it's just water, it's reusable. It's the quicker picker-upper.
And when it's just water, you can leave it moist. It doesn't have to be actually dry. It's just going to be the puddle's got to be sopped up.
Right. So I just fold it in half, and I leave it next to the sink, and I reuse it. So the other day, the unthinkable happened in my house.
Oh.
We ran out of paper towels.
Oh, this is a problem.
So I went to the store and I got it because everybody was freaking out about it. And I got back. I go, you know, guys, during the pandemic, back in my day,
right,
you couldn't even get paper towels. People were freaking out for paper towels. I go, we have to be better about this. And all three of them rolled their eyes at me like I had lost my mind.
The other day, I think it was last weekend, same situation came up. I'm at the bar and this conversation happened. Back in my day, during the pandemic, it was totally cool. We were all cutting our own hair.
Mm.
We were all using the Flowbee. We were all using our own clippers.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It led to a conversation between like 5 guys that I don't think that I would ever age up to be in that conversation.
What I do like about all of it, though, is that we can say back during the pandemic times and we're not really in the midst of it anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Doesn't matter what happens now. Nobody's willing to go back.
No. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've been hearing that people are doing dryuary. I believe it was 10 years ago it was the first time that it launched. But now it's kind of part of the new year. People just do it. But is it actually healthy for you, and should you be doing it too? Mary Reed is a dryuary specialist. You can get information you need at dryuary.org. Mary, why has this become so popular over the last decade?
You know, I started in the UK in 2013. Started small. It became a government initiative. A lot of these countries that do these dry months, like Australia, Dry July, and UK, use it to raise money for cancer research. It really hasn't taken hold as big as it did over there. We've been doing it. I'm from Moderation Management. I'm the executive director there. And we've been hosting dryuary.org since 2015 or 2016. And it's really just grown every year.
You know, moderation always in all things is great, obviously. That's why we preach it, right? But I mean, just the health benefits here in the States, I think, is what people have really been talking about. I do love the idea of it becoming some sort of charity initiative, too, because I feel like people get excited about things like that, and then they try things that they wouldn't have thought of before.
Exactly. You know, and they have a good reason for doing it. And they don't have to tell people, oh, I'm not drinking. And then everybody says, oh, well, why not? You know, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And so they can say, oh, gosh, I'm raising money for this. So that would be a great thing for our government to initiate over here.
Besides the fact that, you know, quote unquote, it's healthy, just taking alcohol out of your diet for 1 month, can that really make a difference, a long-term difference?
Any initiative you take, anytime you cut down on fats, anytime you cut down on anything that's bad for you, whether it's continual, it's still going to have some benefits for you.
This is why I prefer usually to drink jet fuel, Anna.
Uh-huh.
It's low in calories, right?
Yes.
It's gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know, and it clears my sinuses for weeks.
Is there any downfall of just quitting alcohol cold turkey? Because I would think that if you went through a period of your life, okay, from last February until New Year's Eve, you know, that you drink, on average, say 4 to 5 drinks a week, and then all of a sudden you just wake up on New Year's Day and you're like, done. Is there any downfalls of things that can happen to you physically?
Well, I think if somebody's a heavy daily drinker, they need to be concerned. And if they've been a heavy daily drinker for a long time, they should be very concerned about quitting cold turkey. If they have concerns about that, then they need to consult a medical specialist. But for somebody that's drinking 4 to 5 drinks a week, they may feel a little uncomfortable the first week. They don't really have to worry about going through a full-fledged alcohol withdrawal.
How many people actually succeed? I feel like it's like a running joke. Oh my gosh. Like, I feel like a lot of people didn't even make it past this first weekend of the new year.
No, I don't have stats on that, but I've been doing this since 2015, and I can tell you that you're right. You know, a lot of people go in it really bright-eyed and eager, and then that first day comes up when they want to drink, and they go, well, crap. And they might make it through that first day, but we do see a big drop off after the first weekend.
And not for nothing, this time of year can be stressful.
I don't even drink a lot. Like, I'm not a big drinker. Uh-huh. And what I find is just thinking about the fact that I can't have it, it's all that I want.
It's stressing you out.
It stresses me out.
Right. I mean, that's the
sense.
Human mind. You know, you're playing tricks on yourself.
There's plenty of time where I go many weeks without, like, having a drink, and I don't think twice about it. But all of a sudden, if I had to think in my head, I'm not allowed to drink, it makes it so much more difficult to do.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people find that out, too. If you can, you know, think of some activities that you want to do, maybe you want to start getting up earlier and getting some exercise in or just doing some meditation. And if you have something else you want to do along with giving up drinking, it is a good plan.
Mary Reed, she's a dry urinary specialist. Again, you can head to dryurinary.org or moderation.org.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that's driving you crazy right now? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999, and all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, so for me, it's working with people, going on a business trip, and them asking me to carry a bunch of their stuff because they only want to travel with a carry-on. They don't want to check a bag.
Wait a minute. This is a business trip? Are you a nanny? Are you an au pair?
What, yeah. What?
Oh, okay. Right. So you're the mule, basically.
No. I guess so. That's what she's trying. That email is not getting responded to.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And if it's enclosed, don't take it because she's trying to make you a smuggler. Don't fall for that. I watch a lot of Nat Geo.
It's so odd. I can't even imagine asking someone to carry something for me.
It's a pretty big jerk move, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be my Sherpa. Are we climbing Everest or something? No. Mm-hmm. You just don't bring 15 bathing suits, lady.
Yeah.
Stacy, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, so if you expect me to have vegan and gluten-free options at my party, and then you get mad at me when I don't have them, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, that's tough.
Expectations nowadays on this stuff is big, right? If people have allergies, obviously you want to... Listen, if it's your friend and you know, you want to do all you can, make sure that there's something, you know, for them to enjoy or whatever.
Yeah.
But if somebody shows up and you don't know, don't be a hater.
Is that what happened?
Well, it was a big party. We invited a lot of people. I just can't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do know.
Yeah.
The new thing is I hear people are bringing their own.
Oh, I was just going to say this. So two of my friends, one is doing it for, she's trying to see if it's going to help her feel better health-wise. The other one has a true gluten allergy. And both of them, whenever we go anywhere, bring their own food. My best friend, Danielle, she's one of them. So she said, do you think I could bring this to the restaurant? She brought her own soup to the restaurant. I told her no. She did it anyway. We were going for pizza. And they warmed it up for her. They were very nice and accommodating about it.
Right. They're just like, you know what? Make sure nobody had nuts on their hands when we warm this up. Like, they just don't want to be involved in something that's going to make them liable.
I was so embarrassed, but it was fine. If you're single and you want this to be the year that you find someone, you are in luck because this is the week to do it. It is the number one week of the year for dating apps, for joining dating apps and finding somebody to fall in love with.
You think that's because everybody's like, okay, this is the year that I'm really doing it? I mean, do you think that it actually means that there's better people on there?
I don't know.
Or just a bigger number of people and then it falls off super quick?
I don't know, but it spikes this week. Now, producer John is joining us. Now, producer John, you are newly single once again.
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just move on, Anna.
Okay.
Just move on.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to. So, we're going to find producer John a new dating app to use. Now, I want you to know that I have spent the last hour on a website called findaninmate.com.
Nice.
And I don't think this is the one for you.
Yeah.
But don't you think if you're an inmate and you're posting single, and I have looked at everybody, like, you should put what you're in for. Don't you think that would be an important part of that? They don't write what they're in for.
If you're in long enough to be looking for love while you're still inside on the outside, like, I mean, chances are it's a felony.
Meetaninmate.com, I don't think is for you, John. There's one called Knewit.com, which is the best dating app for astrology lovers. It takes your astrological sign into account and gives you horoscopes and dates.
Knewit.
You could do my time. I mean, even though you're younger, but with the gray hair, like you could, you know, like our time or my time.
No.
That's the one with the people in the 50s.
So they listed the top five apps for 2023, which we're going to get to right now. Silver Singles is one of them.
Okay, Silver Singles.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Woo!
If you've ever seen a picture of me before, I do have the silver hair. That is true.
Right, but you're not over 50, so you don't qualify. And you're in your 30s, so you're really not going to qualify.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the ones that you do qualify for. I'm also going to eliminate from the top five Seeking, which is a millionaire dating site, because if we're sitting in this room, not one of us are millionaires.
Nobody qualifies.
Sure. Right.
No.
Okay, so the top one is eHarmony. That's for best for serious relationships.
Okay.
It says it's responsible for 4% of all marriages, which seems like a low number, but I guess, you know.
I don't think that's what he wants, though, right? Do you want the serious relationship this year? No.
It feels like a lot. I don't know. 2023, yeah. Man, it's a long year.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same amount of days as all the other ones, but okay.
He just wants to cast a wide net. It sounds like. Okay.
Okay. Then there is Adult Friend Finder. That's the opposite of eHarmony for serious relationships.
Oh my.
That one's the new Tinder. So it's basically just for hookups and casual dating.
That's the new Tinder?
Yeah. Adult Friend Finder.
You didn't know? He's writing it down.
That's why you have me. Look at me.
Yeah. Feels like the other side of the pendulum, but okay, let's keep going.
And here's the one that I think you should do. Do you do Bumble?
I am on Bumble.
Now, this
Bumble
is the
account.
One where the women have the upper hand, and it's the safest dating platform for women. Women are the only ones that can initiate communication.
Right.
Does anybody reach out to you?
I mean, I've gotten matches on Bumble. There have been Bumble matches. There have been Bumble dates.
Okay, and the other one that's new is Hinge. And Hinge is their whole thing is that they're the app that's made to be deleted. And they want you to find a relationship, but it's somewhere in between. So
that's the one I don't have. I don't have Hinge.
Okay, so you have Bumble, and we haven't had great success with that. Why don't we sign up for Hinge and see where it goes?
Okay.
All right, so then you'll report back and let us know?
Okay.
What is the definition of great success? I just want to be clear on this before.
Marriage and four children.
Whoa.
Okay. Maybe just finding somebody nice.
I think we have different views of this.
I mean, I don't know. I just want you to find somebody that's great.
I've already got the one kid. Do I need four more, or like, is it just three more?
Well, that's going to be up to whoever you find on Hinge. We're going to leave it up to her. But in the meantime, I'm going to go back to inmates.com, and I'm going to find somebody also for Perfect for John.
Back up.
Billie Eilish came forward and said, forget dryuary. It should be veganuary. I guess now we just put uary at the end of things and we just let it be, right?
Well, I mean, it's a new year, right? So it's a good time to start a new habit. I mean, I don't think veganism is something that you do for a month. The truth is, I wouldn't even know where to begin, but it interests me. I love animals. I want to do right by the planet. And of course, I want to live forever. And I'm pretty sure that's their superpower.
Taylor Wolfram is a registered dietitian nutritionist specializing in veganism. Taylor, if somebody was into this and they wanted to all of a sudden experiment, like, how would you start? What do you do?
Yeah, this is such a good question, and I love that you are taking interest in it. And I think people pronounce it veganuary, as if you would say January, even though it's not how you say vegan. Yeah.
I understand.
I totally get that. Yeah, so there's a huge campaign nowadays called Veganuary to inspire folks to try going vegan for the month of January. And yes, just like Raven said, the intention is for it to last much longer. From a dietary perspective, my number one piece of advice is to substitute rather than eliminate. Don't just get rid of all of the animal foods that you eat and then just subsist on, you know, like pasta marinara and dry salads. Of course, you're not going to feel satisfied. You're not going to feel nourished eating that way. But if you can substitute instead, for example, throw some vegan meatballs on that pasta and some vegan Parmesan cheese and get some vegan ranch dressing on your salad, things like that. So you're really just replacing the foods that you ate. There's a wide spectrum of how you can do it. There's so many tasty, highly accessible meat, dairy, egg substitutes these days. And of course, you can also get creative and make those things out of whole plant foods too.
Wait a minute. There's nuts making cheese out there?
I heard that, and I was like, what?
What?
How do you do that?
How is a nut making some cheese?
Yeah, how do you make that?
So actually, a lot of the really fancy, fun vegan cheeses on the market are made out of nuts, like cashews. But to do it at home, some people will do something very simple, like just grind up some cashews of their own and add something called nutritional yeast.
I think a common misconception, being vegan means like you want to be super healthy and skinny and like that it's a diet. But it's not. It's a lifestyle choice more than anything. And it's a commitment because it's hard to go into a restaurant and sit down and order a vegan meal. Like, you have to really plan, right?
The restaurants, yes, are a completely different situation than buying food at a grocery store. Vegan foods are highly accessible nowadays in stores, even like big box stores and big chains in small towns. At restaurants, yes, if you're somewhere near a big city, you're going to find a lot more options. But you can also get creative by just looking at the ingredients on the menu, asking for substitutions.
I'm going home to analyze my dressings. I'm going to start there. That's somewhere to start, and I'm starting there.
I thought, you know, you bring that up, Raven, but if somebody wanted to start today, like they said, all right, you know what, like I'm into this, where would they go? What would they do? What would be like some helpful hints to get started?
I really like Vegan Outreach. They're a really cool nonprofit organization. They have this little like email program called 10 Weeks to Vegan, and it's totally free, and you basically get emails for 10 weeks that walk you through, okay, here's like the vegan meats, here are the vegan cheeses, here's what to do, you know, when you're out to eat. And they don't present it as a diet. Weight loss isn't mentioned at all. Like, it's really just, hey, here's how you do this.
Okay, and if you want to learn more about Taylor and check out her website, you can head to TaylorWOLFRAM.com. Thank you so much, Taylor. Did you ever get an email from work and you read it and you just roll your eyes and you're like, I can't believe this was an email. This is a real email that went out to every employee in this company.
Let's face it, certain offices, certain companies, certain businesses, they're going to get more of those emails than others. But sometimes we get those from time to time.
We got like three of them last week. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess because it's like a new year, all of a sudden we're just going to send out the wackiest emails possible.
Well, we do have a boss, one of our bosses, who when everybody else goes like on holiday breaks and whatnot, he stays here and he comes up with these different ideas and plans for the new year. And so there's a lot of emails that go out that time.
Let me read you a couple of these emails that we received last week. Hi, everyone. Over New Year's weekend, it seems that someone somehow spilled a whole bunch of coffee from the third floor lobby area all the way outside the building. This is a reminder that if you spill something, you should really try to clean it up right away. The maintenance staff in the building was working relentlessly the other day trying to get it cleaned up when it would have been much easier to do right when it happened.
Good advice. Yeah. I saw that coffee spill.
Me too. I thought it was blood. I thought somebody was murdered at first. It looked like a reddish tint.
You know, when I saw it, I was like, that's kind of messy. And like, how are you spilling that much that long of a distance? Like, you walked past two bathrooms. I saw it in the bottom lobby, and then I saw it up here. Like, there's paper towels in the bathroom. Go in the bathroom and clean up that coffee cup.
That's why I immediately thought it was a body that was being dragged from our office all the way out.
That makes sense.
But the fact that there had to be an email that, like, hey, if you spill something, clean it up. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe this is a real email.
Yeah.
But then there was this email that I was like, huh. It's funny that this actually has to be an email. Good afternoon. Just a quick reminder that our kitchen is a community kitchen. The area is not used only by us, but by also clients and guests of the radio show. It's important to remember that strong smells of any kind are unpleasant, and many of us have a hard time tolerating them. Please think twice before cooking items like fish or hard-boiled eggs in the microwave.
Thanks. I love this. They pass it off on clients. They're like, we might have guests here that think that, you know, that fart smell from your egg is also disgusting, right? It's not enough that, you know, half the people in sales have to deal with it for the next 2 hours because you brought it for your breakfast. But remember that we also deal with clients. Wow.
But also, that had to be an email was crazy. I know that you're really upset about the soda email.
Yeah, well, there's been an email. There was supposed to be a vote over soda, and there was an online vote, but there was no ability for us to lobby or whatever. We have terrible soda choices. Let me just give you the full story. Terrible soda choices. And so I've been lobbying to add Sprite. Seems like not a big reach, right? Sprite, loved by many. LeBron James, big endorser, all those type of things. Couldn't make it. We had to have Coke. Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, all these Cokes were on the voting premise. You know what they did to me here?
What did they do?
You know why they circumvented my soda choice getting on there? They Ralph Nader'd me. They gave me the third option. That's what they did, and then they stole the election that way.
Raven is upset because the email came out with who won the soda choices because we were actually allowed to pick, which, FYI, we're lucky we even have a soda machine here.
Oh, yeah, we're so lucky. Yeah. Oh, so we shouldn't be upset about the fact that the soda choices are terrible.
So Coke, Coke Zero, and Fresca won.
Yeah.
I voted for Fresca. I just want you to know that
I'm so mad about Fresca. I know you did. I think you led a secret campaign for Fresca.
Oh, come on. Fresca is delicious and refreshing.
See?
And has zero calories.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I didn't hear a denial there.
But I think that there's just some companies that have ridiculous policies, and when you hear them, you're like, you gotta be kidding me. Do your company have one of those? 1-800-330-9999. Our company sent out multiple emails last week saying that we are no longer allowed to microwave fish or eggs in the microwave.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Also, another email saying that if you spill something, you are in charge of cleaning it up. Now, both seem rational, but the fact that they actually have to be policies, dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's common sense type stuff, right? Remember, we got one like a month ago, too, about washing your own dishes in the sink, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you throw a bunch of dishes in the sink, don't expect somebody else to come, you know, show up and do them for you.
What's the dumb policy at your job? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer.
So we all have to carry these phones that are, we have to, like, all the time, where we always have to be responsible to the company. And I've been there 4 years. No one has ever called me at 8 o'clock at night with an accounting emergency. Like, I'm just, it's so nuts. I hate it.
What exactly would be an accountant emergency that you have to call your accountant at 8 o'clock at night?
I mean, I figure the money's already gone. Right, if there's an accounting emergency, we should have caught it a week ago, is what I'm thinking.
Like, I don't even know what I would possibly call an accountant at 8 o'clock at night for.
Right, if that phone ever rings at 8 o'clock at night, theoretically, you're already fired because the money's already been gone.
It has to be something with your taxes, right? Like, I'm getting audited, the FBI is here. Something
like that.
Yeah.
Call your attorney, don't call me.
Katarina, what is the dumbest policy your company has put forward?
So I work at a plumbing company, and in the office, there's a lot of younger women, and they like wearing those really cute crop tops.
Yeah.
And the company had to implement a policy that you had to wear a shirt that actually covers, you know, below your belly button.
When I hear something like that, I just think, like, it's very old school. On the one hand, like, not everybody should have their midriff hanging out all over the place. On the other hand, walk into a store. This is what all the shirts, the sweaters, the blouses, it's what they all look like over the last few years, right? So, I mean, what are you doing with that? Sounds like somebody's got wandering eyes and got the other guys in trouble.
Remember the one time I accidentally wore a crop top to one of our work events and we weren't at home? We were far away?
No.
Remember? Oh, that's because I kept my sweater wrapped around me for dear life. I didn't want anyone to see. It was a mistake. You know?
But a personal one that you made and you had the choice.
I grabbed the wrong shirt out of my daughter's pile. I thought it was mine. That was a mistake I'll never make again.
Rachel, dumbest policy your company's put forward. What is it?
Oh, my company, they block the internet, so I can't access anything. I can't check my horoscope. I can't check my email. Access nothing online. It's the worst.
You mean like your personal email? I'd be like, it's really weird if you can't check your work email.
We don't actually want you to have your ability to communicate with anybody in the outside world while you're here. Just do that here. Now, I know what you mean, though. We've got those filters, too.
Yeah, there's certain times that I've went to look up something for work, and they're like, you know, you get the restriction thing. Although I do think it's funny that you put horoscope before email. I can't check my horoscope.
Right. Number one thing in the morning, right? First thing when I'm sitting down.
I can't order my paper towels on Amazon. It doesn't make any sense at all. This company is so annoying.
What were you looking at that you got blocked, Anna?
It was all work related. You know, it's always work related. I think it had something to do with
pornography.
No, Raven, certainly not. Certainly not.
Oh, for research purposes.
Uh huh. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending, and why? Please bear with me as I try my best to explain this to you. So whenever it comes to new technology, you know it's not my bread and butter.
So here's the thing. So you're not quite sure that you understand it, but now you're going to explain it to us?
Yeah, but I think I got it. So you're going to keep hearing about this new thing called ChatGPT. I'm going to say that again. ChatGPT.
GPT. Okay, it's all over the place. It's trending like crazy, and I am trying to understand what it is. And I've had several people explain it to me. I've watched a million videos and even talked to experts.
I mean, we have been talking about this for about 3-4 days now internally here.
Yeah, because it's a really big thing, and it's been all over the news today because schools have already started to ban it. So what it is, if you're not familiar, you can go to a website. It's called OpenAI.com. Again, that's OpenAI.com.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. So right. You go to this website and you sign up and you basically can type any question in and it gives you a response. Now, here's the thing. If you go to the actual website and you listen to the people explaining what it does, I mean, this goes right over my head. You tell me if it goes over your head.
Our mission is to create highly capable AI technologies and deploy them to the world for the benefit of humanity in a way that is safe and beneficial for all.
We're going to show you how artificial intelligence can work in your everyday life. And we're going to do it in a way where it won't be running tanks, taking over your lawnmower, you know, running you over or anything like that, destroying you. It won't be the Terminator.
All right. So why are schools banning
this? We promise.
And why are they saying it's going to take away everybody's jobs? Because it basically does your job for you. So if you go, you register online, you register a thing, it sends you like the code through your text message or whatever to verify that you're human. And then it gives you examples. So examples of questions you can ask, like explain quantum computing in simple terms. Okay.
I'll skip that one.
But then there's things like things that I would use, like, got any creative ideas for a 10-year-old's birthday party?
Sure.
Okay. So they're saying that the limitations that it has is that it may occasionally generate incorrect information. It may occasionally produce harmful instructions or biased content. That seems like a big deal.
See that? Right on the line with the Terminator thing.
Or limited knowledge of world events after 2021. Oh, you don't know what's going on with the Kardashians? I do, because I watched last night.
I talked to a friend, and he was like, I had to create a hip-hop beep for me and write a breakup letter to my girlfriend.
Yep. Absolutely.
In one afternoon, he did it back to back. So he's like, I've got so much time for activities now the rest of the afternoon. Wow.
So schools are banning it because kids are using it to write their papers.
Sure.
You can say, hey, I need a paper on George Washington that's 2,000 words, and it just does it. It does all the stuff. So I thought I would put it to the test on how it would eliminate our jobs. So I wrote, all I wrote was, write a 15-second commercial about a Honda dealership. And this is what it came up with. Come to our Honda dealership for the best selection and prices on new and used Honda cars. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, we offer financing options and top-notch service for all your car needs. Visit us today and drive home happy in a Honda.
And that was the end of the Anna and Raven show.
I mean, not for nothing.
I mean, it did a better job than some of our salespeople.
I put a couple tweaks in there. I had a website and a special, and we kind of did my job. It really did.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this goes. But now you're a little bit familiar with it when you start hearing about it all day today.
Good luck.
Here's the thing. The internet is tricky. Mm. Sometimes it just convinces you of things that aren't true.
Yeah.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, we were talking about this because on Friday, a new house came on the market and it had the pictures. It had the virtual tour. And I immediately was like, here it is, my new house. I thought for sure it was the most perfect house in the world. I could not wait to walk in. Open house Saturday morning. I literally run to it, get my whole family up. We're there before they even open the door. We pull up. It's on a cliff. It is legit.
It was not the house for you.
I mean, the house itself was nice, but, you know, they failed to mention, hey, you're going to have to know how to rock climb to get into your front door.
It's a great view.
Yeah. And it made me think, like, sometimes the internet just tricks you. It convinces you to do things or, you know, that you can be something when you can't.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, like, that photo of, like, you know, every time there's a flood or a natural disaster, there's, like, a shark, you know, swimming down Main Street. That would be a perfect example. But within 2 minutes, you were convinced that was where you're going to spend the rest of your life.
Oh my God. I was telling Raven. Yeah. I was like, Raven, I'm like, this is it. I go, this is my house. Here we go. It just came on the market. I'm ready.
It makes you nervous every single time that I convince myself that I can do my automobile repairs thanks to the internet.
Because Raven, you watch a YouTube video and then you decide, like, I'm going to change my brakes. And I think to myself, he's going to die on his way to work tomorrow.
Not the brakes.
Oh yeah. No, I need the brakes all the time. What would be safe to you? Like, you know,
something
changing a switch or something?
Make the car stop. The thing that makes the car not kill somebody, collide with things, is the last thing you should work.
It's actually really easy. It's even easier when I've got the tablet in the driveway right next to me while I'm doing it.
If
pause,
you need
pause,
the tablet,
pause.
You should not be changing brakes if you need the tablet.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The internet convinces you of weird things. Sean, what did the internet convince you of?
You know, the last thing the internet convinced me of is that I could bake. That I could bake and I could do it easily.
You can't bake?
Baking is annoying because it's so... It's not like cooking. Cooking, you could, you know, mess with the ingredients a bit. Baking is so specific. I tried to bake something recently and it was a little, you know, above my... My repertoire over here. And it was... I just did terrible. Ruined it, burned it. Don't want to do it again.
You know what I love, Raven, is that you're like, see? He's trying to bake.
No.
I can change the brakes as if, like, this is like a life or death situation.
But his strawberry shortcake cookies were very pleasant and good. Sean is such a mystery, isn't he not?
Thank you.
Like, this is weird.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I thought...
He's upset about baking.
Well, this is something that you can do. Like, this is a skill set that's related to something you can do. The internet convinced me that I should start skateboarding again. And that feels like a terrible idea.
I had that on my list for last week. It's a thing with adults again.
That's like, I mean, and you watch Tony Hawk, who's got 20-something years on me, like, still doing crazy stuff. Listen, I did it from the ages of 13 to 16. I thought, hey, this could be my cardio.
There's nothing I want more than to get a skateboard in here and to put producer John on it and see what happens.
I could do some things.
When's the last time you looked at Tony Hawk, by the way? Because he's on crutches right now. I'm pretty sure. I think he broke his ankle like 2 months ago.
He's in pretty rough shape.
More importantly, who has a skateboard?
I'm going to get one. I'm sure one of my nieces and my nephews have one. Absolutely, without a doubt. I'm going to go get one. I'm going to see if I can get one for tomorrow.
I guarantee you that I can do at least one trick in this studio on that skateboard and land it.
Really?
Yes.
The internet convinced you. Are you dumb? If you believe that. Internet, it's a tricky place. It can convince you of things that are not true whatsoever. Convince producer John that he can skateboard. Convince Raven that he can change his own brakes.
It's in the middle of trying to convince me that I can go to Europe without any sort of reservations.
Good. Just show up in Europe and you're just going to wing it. Great. What did the internet convince you? 1-800-330-9999. Catherine.
Okay. It was dyeing my hair. I watched so many videos on Instagram just to like how to save money and dye your own hair at home. And it was the biggest mistake I have ever made.
They convince you, man. These people do these things on these videos and you're like, that is so easy. This entire video was 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yeah, I could definitely
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do this.
During the pandemic, I mean, so many people were like dyeing their hair. I was like, I will let my roots come all the way out before I try to do that. Remember when I cut my bangs on the air during the pandemic?
I do.
I actually thought I did a pretty good job, all things considered.
It's a funny thing about when you start cutting things or shaving things or whatever, it doesn't even matter whether or not you think it's good at first. Like, when you're doing it, it seems like such a great idea.
Right.
It's after when you're like, whoa. Yeah.
Gina, what's the last thing the internet convinced you of?
Oh, my goodness. The internet convinced me to go to the doctor because of WebMD. I thought I had all these diseases.
Remember that time where I thought I was having a heart attack?
Right, but I thought you really were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, based on my decision-making and, you know, overall health at that time, yeah, I mean, I would have thought that I was having one, too, which is why I did.
You were eating a lot of salami at that point. a lot of cold cuts.
It was just gas.
Yeah.
It was just gas,
We should have figured it out. We should have knew, like, when you would eat, like, foot-long sandwiches at 8 o'clock in the morning, it probably wasn't going to be okay.
The internet got me fooled, too, girl. You know, they had me all hyped up, all right? And then when I called and I told the nurse I was having chest pains... Once you say you're having chest pains, there's not a person in the healthcare field that messes around at all. They immediately want you to get to where they are.
Yeah. And then they were like, sir, what did you eat this morning?
Right.
And you were like, 17 pounds of sopressat. And they were like, all right, sir, come here. Chloe, what's the last thing the internet convinced you of?
Well, I keep getting these targeted ads for shapewear. So I finally gave in. I got one of these bodysuits. And needless to say, it did not make me 30 pounds lighter.
Oh, girl, I need to talk to you about this so much because I get targeted on the shapewear constantly. And first of all, the word I hear every single time is snatched. It's going to make you look snatched. It's going to make you look snatched.
Seems inappropriate even to say. But
No, that sounds kind of nasty.
Yeah, but no, but that's like the word I keep hearing because it makes it like your waist looks so skinny. Uh-huh. And they hold it up. And it looks like something that a 12-month-old would wear. Like it's like the size of like if you put your hands together.
Right,
like that's
mini,
what it is.
Right.
But then they put it on and they're like, their jeans magically look like, you know, like too big on them. And I always wonder, I'm like, do these things really work? Like Honey Love is one of the ones I get targeted, but I'm like afraid to actually buy them.
Yeah, there's only a few and they all kind of ride up in a weird way. There's pros and cons. Believe me, like I've been down this road before and I was so rejecting it this time. And I was like, oh, I'll give it. They have so many ads, right? So I gave it a try. It was terrible.
So you're telling me you don't look snatched. You don't. Not at all?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. There's a teeny bit of smoothing, I guess, but I don't know if it's worth it. I think I'll just get a different dress.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Alyssa and TJ. Alyssa, what happened?
TJ and I, we just got married like a month ago. It'll be a month ago tomorrow, actually. And when we had our wedding, it was beautiful. It was lovely and everything. But at the reception, my now sister-in-law gave a toast, which was wonderful, you know, at first. But at the end of it, she added on that her and her husband are having a baby. You know, we're happy for them, of course, and it's like a big deal because there's a first grandbaby and all of that stuff, but I just felt like it was a little inconsiderate of her. You know, it was our day, and it just kind of took the focus. I mean, for the rest of the wedding, there was a lot of congratulating to her, and I know that it was a very exciting moment for her and her family, but I just feel like she could have saved it for later, and I talked to TJ about this, and I feel like he should say something to his sister, or we can say something together, but, you know, something should be said. And that's why we're calling, because he doesn't think we should say anything, but I really think we should.
TJ, what's your reasoning on not mentioning this to your sister?
Well, I know my sister can be a little self-centered, but, you know, it's a big deal for the family, and she gave a beautiful speech, and this is the first grandkid, you know, for my parents in the family, and everybody's really excited about it. And what's done is done. I mean, you can't take it back. I just let it be.
You know that I hate the proposal at somebody else's wedding. Can't stand that.
I mean, baby announcement is the same thing. It's the same thing.
The timing is really crucial here, right? I mean, so you mentioned that your sister is a little bit self-centered. Obviously, this is something that she did not bring up to you guys before. She did not approve this with you. Was this a surprise to everybody in the family?
It was a surprise. She didn't bring it up to me, and she tried to with a little flair when she held up her drink to do the toast. She said, I'm not drinking because I'm having a baby, but what can I do now? It's not going to change anything. It's only just going to, you know, create a lot of anger. We can't go back.
I mean, I see what you're saying, TJ. What's done is done. At this point, what are you going to do? Cause trouble and cause her to feel bad and whatever. For what? But maybe this will kind of like be a learning lesson for her about how to behave in the future and how the world kind of doesn't revolve around her and the feelings get hurt.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's really the point. Obviously, you can't unring a bell. It's a great announcement. Everybody's happy, but it is troublesome for her to think that, you know, that was a perfectly good time for her to do that. You don't need her necessarily to apologize, but I think, Alyssa, it is important that she understands, you know, what if you have other siblings? What if you have other big days? You know, she should have reserved that or asked you. And I'll tell you something else. TJ, you guys didn't know. Your family didn't know. But I'm willing to bet your mom might have known. You know how that goes when they're like, you know, oh, I'm going to practice the speech or I'm going to do this or do that. She floated that idea of saying that to somebody.
I don't know.
I don't know how you don't say something.
Because you want the big reveal and then you get the reaction. And that's exactly why
somebody needs to tell you that that's not good adult behavior, right? Like, you don't do that at somebody else's moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Totally rude. It's totally. But you know what? She might just not get it because this is what she's done and this is what she's been encouraged to do throughout her life, which is why the conversation becomes important. I don't know.
Why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because they may agree with you, Alyssa. You have to address it. She has to know what she did was wrong. TJ, the audience might agree with you, too. What's done is done. This is just your sister. She was excited letting you know that you have a niece or a nephew on the way and that the family was going to be excited and it was a perfect opportunity to share the news. And everybody's happy. Just let it go.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann Raven.
Alyssa and TJ got married 1 month ago today, and the one thing that's been bothering Alyssa ever since is that when her sister-in-law, TJ's sister, got up to give her speech at the wedding,
She did this whole nice thing, whole beautiful speech. And at the end, she raises her champagne glass and she says, but I'm not going to be drinking this champagne because I'm pregnant. And that caused everybody to freak out because it's the first grandchild. Mm-hmm. Everybody's excited. And Alyssa's like, you just stole my thunder on my wedding day.
Yeah. And TJ goes, you know, my sister's a little bit self-centered. This isn't really a shock. What am I going to do about it? It's already been done. You know, think about that moment here. Think about the last line of every speech at a wedding. What do they say? And now to the bride and groom, mm-hmm. right? It's literally the last words that you say right there. And that destroyed that moment. And then throughout the rest of the evening, that wasn't even it. Alyssa said, hey, it all turned into, oh my God, we're so excited for you.
Right.
Talking to the sister.
Alyssa just wants to acknowledge it and say, hey, what you did was wrong. But TJ's like, are we going to really cause a problem? My sister is just the way she is. You shouldn't be surprised. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Mary.
Oh, my husband and I are definitely on her side. We understand that, you know, water under the bridge and the moment has already passed. But it's very difficult when, you know, you're in a situation where it's your day, your moment. The fact that she can be a little self-centered is all the more reason to say, you know, say something to her. It doesn't have to be done in an untactful way, mm-hmm. but something should be said. Because if not, it's just going to fester with the two of them for a long time, and it's just going to cause resentment. Just something kindly can be said, like, you know, we were really taking a little bit of back on this.
Sure.
And, you know, it could have been done at another moment. You know, we kind of felt it was the inappropriate time. If not, she's just going to continue to do it.
I agree. It's not really about hating on the sister at all or telling her I'm mad at you forever. It just means correct your behavior.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Alyssa and TJ had their wedding 1 month ago today, and Alyssa is still upset because when her sister-in-law was giving her speech, at the end, she raised her glass and said, but I'm not going to drink this champagne because we're having our first baby, and 100% took all the thunder away from Alyssa and TJ's big day.
Yeah, Alyssa says that TJ needs to let his sister know that that was not cool. He doesn't have to be all confrontational and crazy about it, but he's got to let her know that this was not proper behavior at their wedding.
He disagrees. He's like, my sister is selfish. She is self-absorbed, and this is who she is. And if I make this a big deal, it's going to be a big deal. Let's just let it go. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Meredith, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. I think especially once he said the little bit of flair she did at the end of that speech, it was done purposeful, and it was done knowing she was going to take some of that congratulatory, the whole feeling of the wedding away and not on the couple anymore.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, you practice your speech ahead of time. No question she knew that she was going to say that.
She knew what she was doing.
Nick, whose side are you on today?
I think I'm going to go on the wife's side. I mean, you know, you got to say son. I was going to say, though, you know, maybe at their gender reveal or whatever they're going to do, maybe they try having a baby and then they get them back with that.
Right. Seems like a good enough reason for family planning to me, right?
You got to learn the lesson the hard way.
You know what? They could just come in during the gender reveal right as the thing is exploding and the color's coming out. Just hand everybody like a free television or something. So people just would be like, what? What baby? Who cares?
Right.
Give them a gift.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
All right. So we're on the wife's side. We feel like she, like the husband should say something. She should just, you know, not get involved at all. She's new to the family. But the husband should say something because it's always going to be on the wife's mind and just sort of like, you know, say it was uncool to sort of make it about you and not us on our big day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alyssa, our audience agreed with you today. You have to address it with your sister-in-law. Otherwise, it's always going to be bothersome and stick in the back of your head.
Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate you guys, like, hearing us out and everybody who called in. Because, yeah, I mean, this is the beginning of our life, right? And I just hope that one day we have more announcements. And I'm glad that we're going to have a chance to get this out of the way and just air our grievances.
You going to be all right with that, TJ?
I guess I have to. I mean, it's my relationship with my sister is not the closest to begin with. So now this is only going to put more strain on it.
Hey, man, welcome to marriage.
Yeah.
You've got a new family now. That's the way, you know, some of this is going to be. It ain't all going to be easy, but good luck.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,900. Thanks to HelloFresh. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. Hey, Jesse, you ready to play today?
Sure, yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jesse.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out. That door is going to close. He is not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in and I'll ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Joy Behar slammed contact sports like football after the Damar Hamlin incident during the Bills-Bengals game last weekend. How many teams are there in total in the NFL?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I have no idea. 24.
Number two, Lisa Rinna announced that after 8 seasons, she's leaving the Real Housewives of what city?
Beverly Hills.
Number three, Hailey Bieber wore a t-shirt that said Nepo Baby, it's been trending like crazy. Nepo is short for what?
Nepotism.
Number four, Tina Knowles Lawson praised Blue Ivy on her 11th birthday and called her a queen. How are they related?
It's her aunt.
And number five, the 80th Golden Globes are tomorrow. It's famously held at which hotel in Beverly Hills since 1961?
Oh my God. Beverly Wilshire. I don't know any of these.
That's all right, Jesse. Let me bring Raven back in. That was a little bit of a struggle. That was hard.
Yo.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Jesse.
Not great. $1,900. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Joy Behar slammed contact sports like football after the Damar Hamlin incident during the Bills-Bengals game.
Because she knows so much about it.
All right, how many teams are there in total in the NFL?
32.
That is right. Also, I won the company office picks.
Did you?
Can you believe it?
I can't believe that.
My husband is floored. He does not understand how this possibly could have happened.
That is kind of amazing.
Yep. Number two.
Wow.
Lisa Rinna announced that after 8 seasons, she's leaving the Real Housewives of what city?
Beverly Hills.
That's right. You guys are tied. Number three, Hailey Bieber wore a t-shirt that said Nepo Baby, which has been trending. Nepo is short for what term?
Nepotism.
That's right. I told Hayden, my older daughter, 13, that she's a Nepo baby,
yeah.
But the lowest form of Nepo baby.
Right, right.
So, like, every once in a while, she gets free tickets for Disney on Ice.
Right. Possibly. Don't count on it.
Right.
Don't count on it, but possibly.
Number four, Tina Knowles Lawson praised Blue Ivy on her 11th birthday and called her a queen. How are they related?
It's her granddaughter, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Number five, the 80th Golden Globes are tomorrow. It's famously held at which hotel in Beverly Hills since 1961?
It's one of two, and I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm just going to guess the Beverly Wilshire.
No, it's, yeah, it's Beverly Hilton.
No.
All right, I'm sorry, Jesse. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Jesse. I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, Jesse.
Better luck next
time.
Thank you. Enjoy that shirt, girl, and even $2,000 tomorrow, Anna.
And if you have an idea for a question that can stump Raven, remember, you could always submit it at annaandraven.com.